Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you find out who you are. This time, I'm sending you my regards from Ipiales, which is a small town or city at the border of Colombia with Ecuador. And yeah, basically that's goodbye for Medellin. I've been there for a month and a half. It's been actually very fun. Especially the fact of being in a place that is a digital nomad hub, which is something I haven't done in a long time after places like Chisinau and Belarus and so on. To find myself in a place that is full with digital nomad is refreshing, and it allows you a lot of opportunities for networking and so on and so on. So pretty cool. In the last episode, I told you a little bit about some of the problems that Medellin has. More than anything, I think that pollution is a big one, and also lots of cars, and it's a very big city. If you heard my episode about my preferred nomadic destinations, you know that I usually don't go to cities with above 1 million people, and that's why the time in Medellin was good, but a month and a half was more than enough. And yeah, basically what I'm doing now is some kind of, a ritual that I've started last year. It's called a week of disconnection. So the idea is to take a week off with absolutely no work and always choose a different theme for this week. I don't think I'm originally invented the idea. I think it was called vacation before, but it's so new for me that I had to give it a new name. The idea is to stay off emails and stay off work and just do stuff basically in this week. And this week, basically the theme of last year when I did it, the theme was thinking about my life, staying in one place, camping in Eilat in the Red Sea in Israel and thinking about my life. This week is actually, the theme is kind of backpacking. So the idea, which is difficult by the way, because I'm going with a suitcase and I don't have a backpack. But the idea is just switching between locations more frequently, like every 1 day or 2 days, and coming back to my period 14 years ago when I did my backpacking trip. It should be interesting to see if the theme is enjoyable or not. I'm still only at the beginning of the week, so we'll see. And that's basically it. Let's jump to today's episode. It is basically going to talk about... The episode was inspired by a comment left by Vernon, I think about 3 years ago. And it discusses the importance of definitions and knowing who you are. So I hope you enjoy it. So today's episode is with the topic of the importance of defining who you are. And as I mentioned, this was inspired by a comment that was left by Vernon. Feel free to leave some comments. It helps us bring a little bit more life and ideas for new episodes. So I'll start with reading Vernon's comment and we'll take it from there and elaborate a little bit on the topic. It's a very good comment. So let's start. Vernon in May 2014 wrote the following. Just found your site. I'm not young. I've traveled all my life as a traveler and as a merchant seaman. Now, I have to say my note, just to break it for a second from Vernon's comment, is that my dream when I was young was to be an merchant seaman as well. So if any of you had this dream, it's probably, like you see from my case and Vernon, it probably means that maybe a nomadic lifestyle for you. And I'm going back to Vernon's comment. I've lived in various countries, now retired and still somewhere else. And this is important part of Vernon's comment. Some people I've known say you always change your mind where you will live. This has bothered me at times. But now, after reading your section about what a nomad is, it confirms to me that this is who I am and that is what I will always be. If others don't understand that, then there are not nomads. I think there are nomads and there are travelers. They differ. Now I'm in Bangkok, where I live, and the live is in quotation marks, in a couple of months, and then I'm off to South Sinai again. Love what your site is about, I'll be back. So that's a super cool comment, and basically Vernon told us a little bit about his struggles and also about knowing who he is now, And I think that this is one of the major advantages of the blog. It seems like it's a surprising advantage. I didn't think that it's going to be a big one, but actually one of the major advantages of this blog from the comments I've read so far is that people discover who they are because someone puts an article in their face about the nomadic lifestyle, and that's pretty cool. So about the topic of definitions, I have to admit that at first I thought that definitions and adjectives in general of who I am were not important and even a little bit shallow, because after all, we are who we are. So why should we bother putting a name on it? But then with the years passing, I gradually understand that this is not the case, especially after reading comments like Vernon's and other people as well that discovered kind of who they are after reading the Nomadic Lifestyle post. So before we jump into why definitions are important, I'll just say that in our case, the Nomadic Lifestyle case or a nomad definition, it's not as easy to define it. If you ask people, what does a nomad mean, especially people who are doing it, you'll get different criteria to who qualifies as a nomad and who doesn't. I'm still struggling with the definition as well. So instead of an exact criteria, it is better to stick to the essence in any definition. It doesn't have to be only the definition of nomad. And in our case, a nomad is someone who is constantly moving around without an end location they can call home. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to come up with something even better for a nomadic definition, but that's basically the idea, the constant change, never staying in a place and calling it home. So let's discuss a little bit about why are definitions important. The first one, or the first reason for the importance of definition, is the peace of mind and a meaning. Now, the idea over here is that definition is especially important if you're not following the norm and you can't really put a name of who you are, because then life can get confusing. Why? Because let's say if you are like 90% of the people, or 95 or 99, that follow the 9-to-5, family, kids, and so on, pension, death, then you don't really need a definition because that's a template. Life flows and it flows more or less like everyone else. So putting a definition of who you are and what you do is kind of not that necessarily, although people still need it because of the meaning part. That's why basically people are becoming religious, because they need a little bit more meaning than just going to work every day and spending time with the family. So the idea is that when you're doing something out of the norm, it will get confusing, and it will also create a little bit of doubts from people around you that will not understand what you do, and especially from yourself. What is it exactly that I do? So defining yourself gives a meaning to what you're doing. You're not longer lost, or as Vernon put it, somewhere else. Okay? You know exactly what you are, what do you want to be, and it's basically a continuous decision to live a life in a specific way that works the best for you. It makes it so much clearer if you can actually define what you do. You get the peace of mind instead of being in doubt and being bothered by what others think, which actually bothers you because you actually think you don't know for yourself what is it that you do. And in our case, it really can give you peace of mind in our nomadic case, and knowing that you're in a path that goes nowhere. Because if you don't define it prematurely and you don't accept it, it doesn't make sense. So accept it first. And the idea is that definition of who you are and your lifestyle is kind of a religion of sort. You're kind of adopting your own religion. In this case, it might be a nomadic religion. But the idea over here is that you customize your lifestyle to yourself and keep on changing. And that's a lot more fun to actually define your own style of a lifestyle, then in my opinion, it's a lot more fun than copy-pasting one of the most popular religions. Although you can do it as well, and many people have successfully lived life copy-pasting something else, so to each his own. The second reason of why definitions are important and why knowing who you are is important and clearly defining it is that people can understand what is it that you do. So, if you know who you are and the definition is very, very clear, your chaos becomes predictable and even socially acceptable. It becomes legit, which is, by the way, a part of the only part of Vernon's comments that I don't totally agree with, is that he said basically that it bothers him that other people didn't understand what he does and they thought it was weird and so on and so on. But the idea is that Vernon cannot really complain about it because, according to his comment, he only recently understood what he does. And the major idea over here is don't be disappointed with others that are not accepting the way of life that you've picked if you can't even define it. So my feeling is that a lot of what was received by Vernon, the criticism and a little bit of confusion, was based on his confusion. Because if he could communicate it clearly to people that this is what I do, from my experience, people are surprised, but they understand it because they understand that there is a structure. Now, as we mentioned before, once you know who you are and accept who you are, people see a structure and a pattern and probably be more likely to accept it. Now, many of you with a contrarian nomad spirit will say, but what do I care if they accept me or they don't? So first of all, the idea is first of all to focus on yourself. Avoid your own personal confusion and define it for yourself. But second of all, people do matter, especially the people you care about. So instead of them giving up on you or you giving up on caring about what they think, just define what you do and it might make sense for them as well. One more reason definitions are important is the story element. A definition creates a story and stories are good. For example, that's why you're listening to the podcast. It's kind of a story and there is something interesting to it. So the story is basically who you are, what is it that you do, what are the reasons that you do it, and what happened since I started. It makes you interesting and it makes you of benefit. You can teach people. Basically, the minute that you structured it as a story that makes sense, you can teach. You don't keep on being confused. And this will help you also with your social life and also with career possibilities. Social life, why? Because people like interesting people. The minute that someone knows someone that is interesting and can actually teach him something, they're more likely to stick with them or to search their company. About the career possibilities, it's also a major benefit. A lot of the publicity that my projects got actually got from the nomadic theme, which was basically that people are always, as we mentioned, are looking for interesting things they can relate and tell their friends about. So not only was, for example, I was building a global startup ecosystem app, I'm also doing it while constantly traveling. So the story can also help you career-wise and on your personal brand as well. So, but again, a word of warning, if you don't know who you are and you can't clearly define it, there is no story, or there is a very confused story that nobody will really care about. One more benefit of defining and knowing who you are is stability and structure. So it is best to build your routines and structure of life based on who you are, instead of randomly selecting things and kind of hoping they will stick. So taking some time to think about the ideal frequency of changing locations and your unique style of traveling and your daily routines, you can only do that after you've decided that you are who you are, in this case, a long-term traveler or a nomad. If you don't decide on who you are, the routines will get very, very confusing and so will the structure of your life. So once you actually define clearly what is it that you do and who you are, the other parameters of, in this case, what is the right place for me? How long should I stay in a place? Where should I go next? And so on, are a lot easier to think about because you have the major branch that is solid and then you just build the small branches. Now, the idea over here is that if you have the right structure and the rules to your journey, and we've done this long digital nomad case studies where I shared my rules, it will also make you more effective and happier. One of the things I've discovered about this lifestyle is that actually you want as much certainty and structure as possible, because the lifestyle is so messy, changing locations all the time, that you need to know exactly what is going on, what makes you happy, and what are your preferences. So this lifestyle gives you an amazing freedom, but at the same time, it also requires you to do a lot of analysis and understanding of yourself and build routines that keep on repeating, because if not, it can get very confusing. So stability and structure, we talked about that, and let's switch to the next one, which is actually the last benefit I could think of defining who you are clearly, is that you can find a tribe. Now, if you don't know who you are, it is much, much tougher to find your group or your tribe. Or even worse, you can not only be alone, but actually pick the wrong people, which is much worse than being alone. Now, humans are social animals who come together and form groups based on our values and our shared interests and our story. So if you don't have one, who can you really connect to? There are more chances you'll be spending time alone, or as we mentioned again, hanging out with the wrong people. Defining who you are helps you figure out the relevant groups for you to socially focus on, because building a social life from scratch every time you move, or even building a social life when you get older, is difficult. The number one priority, if you do want to build a social life, regardless of your lifestyle, is knowing who you're looking for, like-minded people in this case. So in this example, I focus personally on location-free entrepreneurs, trying to find communities, trying to find Facebook groups, trying to do the same for digital nomads. This is very, very helpful, and you can only pick your groups. And by the way, those don't have to be your groups. Your groups can be people who are doing artesania while traveling, or people who are chefs while traveling, and so on. But the idea is, first of all, when you define who you are, decide on the profile of interest and what is your point of interest on your social interactions as well. And once you decide on the relevant groups of interest, it will greatly increase your chances of actually making those connections and, as we mentioned, entering into relationships that are probably not fitting on long-term basis and will bring you less joy and satisfaction. So those were all the benefits that I could think of why you should actually take the time, avoid confusion, and have a clear definition of who you are. There are very clear benefits in my opinion. But before we sign off for this episode, I have to say that it is also good to get back to one of the previous episodes. And we had an episode about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Jewish ritual day where one of the major characteristics of this day is breaking the vows, or in other words, changing who you are or changing your definition. So the idea is that the article talked about how important it is to actually make an analysis of, is my current definition of life and who I am is actually the best one. The idea is that life is a little bit too short to only be who you are now. So to sum it up, those two approaches, I would recommend the following. Be proud of your current lifestyle. Make sure you know exactly what it is, that you can define it. And then after that, you can teach it and you can explore it. But at some point, it's also good to let go of it when it's time to change to another one, once it is clear that time is right for a change. So I think that the major, let's say, conclusion over here is know who you are and change it from time to time. But don't spend too much time confused, not knowing who you are. So that's basically it for today. And I leave you with one big question. Who are you? Which I actually am kind of interested to know in general, because there is only one person downloading this podcast. So who are you, really? No, I'm just joking. There are actually 500 of us, and that's pretty cool. We actually have our small tribe with a leader and with a weird accent and inability to release an episode every week, but that's as good as it gets. So that's basically it. The show notes are gonna be soon, on the blog on becomenomad.com. You can join our Facebook page to see a few updates. That's facebook.com/becomenomad. And I wish you an amazing week. I'm gonna continue with my week of disconnection. Have a good one. Bye bye.